Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
I'm Gigi the Gadget Guy.
I'm Emily, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. We came out a little bit late because we was having some tech woes, but that is fixed now.
Whoa.
Okay.
Shooty doo.
Hope everybody is doing wonderful this evening.
I hope nobody has pulled too much today on April the 1st.
Oh, yeah, no. Not playing those kind of games.
No.
Yeah. No. Did you see that T-Mobile is doing, if you retweet a certain tweet, they'll donate $5 to charity.
Only because you told me.
Is it real?
It's real. Okay. Yeah, only because she mentioned it. Did I know this?
It's give thanks, not pranks. I could get behind that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. I hate pranks.
Yeah.
I am loving Emily's sweater right now.
Yes. So
don't start forest fires, guys. Fire safety. Bear safety.
Yes.
All of these.
But don't bears eat all the things that are on that shirt though?
I don't know. I don't pretend to know Smokey's life choices.
Okay, I was just curious. So. Look, I'm gonna do.
At the bottom?
Oh, at the bottom, it says, be careful, there are babes in the forest.
Ooh, they cause fires because they're hot. I get it.
I plan on wearing this next time I go camping as a babe in the forest.
Hey, take lots of pictures, please, and show them off.
In my hammock. I'm a babe.
So, I'm going to start out with the thirst buckets, and then we're going to get into a creator shout out first. Are we doing that first? Okay. So, Perspective Gaming is who I'm showing is here first. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey. Nigel's here. What's up, Nigel?
Hey.
Barry Johnson's in the building. Tyreek is here. Or Tariq. Tyreek. I don't want to mispronounce your name. Shay Kennedy. What's up, lady? LaShawn, holla at your boy.
Hello.
Who brings us... Oh, look at there. You got a fire over there, girl? Let me stop.
Oh, sorry.
You're good. That just shows how good your mic is.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, what? This me.
Jason C., the creator of the Creator of the Month series. Did I say hey to Shay already?
Yep.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Hey.
Can get another hello.
Hi. If not, hi again. What's up, Sean Robinson?
Hey. Love your cat.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, I skipped the Bonnie. I skipped Tech for Your Needs. So I'm going to Bonnie Scoop first. Let's go.
Hey.
And then Lewis is in the building, Tech for Your Needs. He's supposed to be dropping us some heat on Friday. Big Mosley, what's good, sir? He makes me want chicken wings every week.
Every time.
And Sharky.
Hey, Sharky.
Hello.
Sharky, who knows French. French Sharky. Oh, look at you. So I see Barry is speaking to everybody in the chat.
Yeah,
you know, I hope you ladies are wonderful this evening.
Yes.
Yeah. Besides being cold everywhere.
Yeah, there were like a couple snow flurries, but I'm really embracing the sun. Like, I don't care. It can do whatever precipitation. I'm just glad that it's sunny past, relatively sunny past 6 o'clock now.
That's really cute. Dexter Cumberbatch came in. He says, Baby Yoda, I guess that would be me, the cat, yeah. The cat woman, and Smokey the Bear is Emily.
I like that. I kind of feel like a mama bear.
Oh, he says he speaks limited conversational Russian as well. It's always good to know multiple languages. I wish I knew more.
I'm impressed. Like, what do you do for work? I assume that it's work. He would need to know that.
Today was also opening day in baseball. My team lost in extra innings. But it was snowing at the game in Detroit. I thought it was amazing to watch baseball with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Big John Tech Reviews is here, and Sam and Matt, we need to get up and coordinate this bonding of the podcast, you know? Yeah, us coming to you and you coming to us, it'd be a nice moment
together.
Okay, Sam's watching his team play right now too.
Awesome.
Okay, well, my team lost, but it's just the first game of many. Baseball is a long season.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so we want to give a shout out to our very own Emily Wilson. She is our creator shout out of today. Woo woo! All links in the description, show notes everywhere. She started a podcast. So it's called Key Chats, and it stands for Kaylee, Emily, and You Chats. That's so great. We love it. We have the link to the Anchor, to her YouTube channel, to the Instagram and the Twitters as well. Tell us more about it, my love.
Yeah. So our subtitle is pretty descriptive of what the podcast is. It's a podcast made for and by people who are winging it, because we kind of don't really know what we're doing, but we're having fun. And I feel like everybody, that's kind of how everybody is right now. I don't know if I'm projecting, but there you go. So it's basically just us talking about what brings us joy and what we have fun talking about, or content that we consume, and recording it.
So professional wingers?
What?
You guys are professional wingers?
Apparently we are now. If this counts as being a professional. Yeah. And so we cover quite an assortment of topics, like video games, parenting. Mm-hmm. In the first one, we talk about bear safety. There's quite an assortment. And we're also hoping to have guests on for a lot of future episodes as well. And we're super open to if there's any topics that you want to hear us talk about and rant about, feel free to DM me on whatever platform, probably Instagram or Twitter, because those are the ones I check the most. Because we're just here to have fun and hope that you do too. We laugh the whole time, and that's pretty much our goal, is to make.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I will say my favorite part is the same as Catwoman's, when Kaylee kind of discovered that the Olympics was more than one sport. So yes, that was very entertaining for me. Yes. And I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. You guys have got 72 views on the YouTubes.
Yes.
Congratulations, that's amazing. So if you guys are not already subscribed and following Emily, all of the links are in the description. Please.
And she's just like us with the podcast thing. You can find her anywhere because she's through Anchor, correct? So
yeah,
Anchor kind of puts you out there.
Yep.
Yeah, which is awesome. And honestly, shout out to everyone that's a part of this community, because I would not be doing this without Gadget Chats. Like, without Catwoman inviting me to be a guest on this, and then Gadget Goddess also just like opening their lovely arms to embrace me in this community. It's been really, really awesome.
Well, I'm glad we were able to inspire you and help you, you know, just come out there and just be yourself. I mean, we appreciate that you just decided to just come on to Gadget Chats and just start talking to us. Oh, thank you, Big John.
Thank you, Big John. You know,
I like to talk.
It's funny, I was going to fire up the super chat dance. See, I'm programmed one way, ended up programmed another way.
No super chat dances on.
No super chat dances here.
Because the audio people wouldn't even be able to know what super chat dance
is. Because people are audio people. They're like, what's going on right now?
They would be like, what's this awkward musical interlude? I don't understand.
But you have lots of congratulations in the chat. Everybody's looking forward.
Thanks, guys.
And you know, you'll get through your rough points, because we all have them. I know we've had them here. I've had them on my YouTube channel. So
yeah.
But that's why we're a family, because we come together and say, hey, I'm just having one of those days and I want to quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't got your back, girl.
Thank you. Feeling all the loving.
So we're going on to what's going on with us. Oh, thank you for the super chat, Easy. You're so fat. So what's going on with us? I just wanted to remind you all that Gadget Chats is foremost and firstly audio based, and we cater to your ears. So those who are listening audio style, you just go to gadgetchats.com. It takes you over to our anchor and you can listen to us everywhere. You could also send us a voice message. You can give us reviews on how you like it or how you don't like it. All that good stuff.
Just say that part lower.
Yeah.
What we can improve on, you know. But yeah, it has voicemail over there. So
yeah.
You know, as long as it's clean, we'll share.
That was the tech world that we kind of ran into before we started, which was making sure Gigi got her audio. She got her mic plugged in, but then she couldn't hear us. So you kind of need that.
So yeah. We got dialogue. Just a little bit.
You can't really
just
talk back and forth when you can't hear each other.
But I believe she just turned it off and on again and it worked, right?
I just left StreamYard and came back and it worked. Yeah. I didn't even have to reboot. I was like, well, what's up with that? That's weird.
It worked. Yeah. Then I stopped asking questions.
Computers are just computers.
Also wanted to give you guys an update as far as my channel. I've been putting out videos. Oh my God. So the first video is a tutorial that I did on StreamYard and how you can share your audio, your desktop audio with any program on StreamYard. Check it out. It works with both Mac and PCs. There is a little bit of echo. It's not too bad of yourself. Nobody else can hear it, but you can hear yourself talk when you do it. So I am going to come out with another tutorial on how to do it without having that echo. So stay tuned for that. Then I had two tech beauty type live streams. One was where I was doing my eye makeup on how I do my eye makeup for live streams. And I was using the Canon M50. And then the other video that I did was how to do my nails. And I was using the Canon M50 on StreamYard as well. So woo woo. Wanted to plug that in there.
I still need to watch that one, and I'm very excited.
Yes, it's almost 3 hours.
I was going to say, get your popcorn ready for that one.
I'm so ready. Genevieve's at her dad's this weekend. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Buckling up, watching a 3-hour YouTube video.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, well, everything that I do is slow. When I put on my makeup, I do it slowly. When I do my nails, slowly. I don't eat slow, though. That's the only thing I don't do slow.
That's why she's so much prettier than me. I'm like, if I can't do this in 5 or 10 minutes, it's not happening. My nails take me about 30, though.
Thank you for saying that my eyes are on fleek. Holla at your boy. Actually, I got Chonga style eyes today. I got the wing going really, really high.
Cool.
Yes.
I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'd be the circus clown up in here. Y'all gonna get this little bit of whatever you get.
So let's get into some tech purchases, y'all. So first tech purchase we got on here,
that's the deal, not a purchase.
Tech deal? Sorry. Yes, I didn't separate it.
No, I didn't buy another fold, and Catwoman didn't buy one either.
Today's tech deal is you can get the Z Fold 2 for $1,120.
Nope.
Oh,
$1,200. So the instructions are in the show notes. This is through Amazon, the German version. So I guess I need to pull it up because I don't have it memorized. But I think you go through there, you pull up the link. It's going to show a certain price. Once you put it in your car discount once. And then you're just going to say you want to ship it to your shipping address, and it's going to cost you $13. So $1,200 and then the $13 shipping.
And you get warranty and all that stuff with it too, right? Because it's through Amazon?
I would guess so. It's still Amazon. But you know, they have a little thing where you can add warranty too. So I don't know.
Okay. That's good. That's a really good deal.
I'm trying to leave it low. She said tech purchases. I saw that go up there. I was like, I ain't buy those Z Folks. I already have one. So. But that's a wonderful price. I found this. I'm always looking for slick deals. So Slick Deals is a great place to find slick deals. Mm-hmm. So this was listed there.
Aptly named. Great awesome. Name.
Yeah, I love deals too. So Emily, you have a question. Joydita Sarka wants to know, did Emily already show off her sweater? I miss it.
Yeah,
she's
hi,
Joydita.
There you go.
Take the comment down.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
It says be careful. There are babes in the forest. In the forest. Little babies. This was an impulse purchase during a retail therapy session I had yesterday at Marshall's.
Nice.
But I think that's all I put in for tech deals today.
I'm still very large. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I'm like very delayed today. I don't know what's going on.
Hope you guys love
I didn't
my
know
face.
I was supposed to be waiting because I was like, I can take her down, but she's leaving her up for a reason. I don't want to take her down.
Sorry. Sharky has a question. Catwoman, do you use the Canon for live stream, or is that the regular webcam or something else, or phone, tablet? Today, I am using my regular webcam. But I was just using the Canon M50 because when I would zoom in to do my eye makeup, when I was testing it out, it was really blurry. People wouldn't be able to see the details. So that's why I put the Canon on there. And then also when I did the top down as well, it's just, you can see more details with it. But I don't plan on using the Canon every time I go live.
She has one a couple though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've used the Canon just to test it out. I've been playing around with it a lot just for using it for live streams. But I'm going to be honest with you, I really, really do love the Logitech webcam that I have, because
we
love it very much, because I feel like I just look better in it. Or I'm gonna be honest, like, you can't really see all of my hyperpigmentation and stuff like how you can with the Canon. So that's why I like
it. It gets rid of some of this, you know, extra not perfectness, imperfections, right.
Smooths it out a little.
But not too detailed, you know.
Yeah. There's a line between good clarity and just like, oh, you don't need to see that.
That's too much. You don't need to see all of my, you know, flaws.
Yeah. Just some of them.
Reek wants to know, how do you use Adobe Premiere on your Samsung tablet? I don't use Adobe Premiere on the Samsung tablet. I don't use Adobe Premiere Pro. I use Adobe Premiere Rush, which they are two separate programs. So, but the cool thing about Rush is that with Rush, you could start editing on your tablet. And then if you want to move over to your computer, you can then move that that thing and pick up from where you left off on the computer with Adobe Premiere Pro, not just with Rush.
Cool.
But you can't do it vice versa. You can't start on Premiere and then go back to Rush on your tablet. But it's just something good. If you want to just start off something with Rush, you can do that. Yeah.
So now we're going to go into tech purchases, because unlike most of the streams you see us on, this is an hour. This is an hour podcast, so we try to keep it within an hour.
We're doing great.
We don't mind a few questions, but like, we haven't really done tech purchases in about a month. So we have a lot of those, and we only got 3 articles for y'all today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So first purchase, a GG, the Spigen Thin Fit case in navy.
This is for my LG Wing, which I barely use these days, but okay. I was like, it has fingerprints, but the thin fit is just a nice, like, it has adhesive strips, which I can't stand on cases. A bumper, yes, but a case, I don't know why you need to stick your phone to anything. But I did the review on the, what was that? Was that a speaking? No, it was a Casemate that had the glitter and everything, right?
Yes.
It scratched in less than a week. So I've had this, throw it around and everything, not a scratch. You know, not that I see. No fingerprint magnet. It's a good little case to have. I like Spigen, except for if you're talking about the fold, don't get a Spigen case for your fold. But the Spigen works well on the Wing.
Nice. And here it is on Amazon. Pretty good price, $16. And it comes in black and navy blue.
Yeah, I like the blue better.
Next purchase is Huawei Mate XS.
The phone I waited a year for. I've never waited a year for a device, but this is the fold out. Look at all those apps. But yeah, this is the fold out. I don't have any recent things going on here. I waited a year for this phone. I got it for, I said, I think 15 and some change. But if you go, if you click my link that's in the description, I think it costs you $3,000. So about half price.
Dang.
So yeah, I still have my my fold. It's still here. So I'm just folding in different directions these days, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've been using Sims in both of these for, what, about a month now?
Gigi is our fold crew. She's our fold.
It is adventurous to carry three phones with Sims in them, and they're always going off.
Yeah. Speaking of Sims, if you want a deal on phone plans, got a link in there for Visible.
Yeah, and for Mint. So if you're more of the, I want to use whatever phone I want to use person, you go with Mint. And if you're more of like, I like Verizon service and I don't mind being limited to certain devices, you go with Visible. That's the short version of that. So yes, very expensive.
On Amazon. And here is the screen protector for it.
Yes, I had to reinstall because when it came here, it did not look very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you dropped it too.
Oh, I've dropped it twice. I'm the phone dropper. I'm a habitual phone dropper during the pandemic. I never dropped phones before all this happened.
Make it drop.
Mm-hmm. Drop it like
it's hot.
Story
of my life. If you want to have someone test droppability and survivability, I'm your
girl. Give it
to you. It's durable.
I might leave it on a car. And then we'll really find out how durable it is.
Well, you gotta tell that story. Quick, go.
Okay, so I accidentally left my phone on top of my mom's car when she came to pick up my daughter for a play date. And I was freaking out, couldn't find it. Turned on Find My iPhone on my computer. And I thought that one of the like snotty little high schoolers that were walking by may have stolen it. Nope, it was on top of my mother's car. So I'm Facebook messaging my sister to call my mom and figure out where the phone is or where it is, whatever is going on. And it was still on top of the car and she drove all around town.
With the car.
She's like the commercials we see now.
With the phone, this case. This phone.
It's magnetic, right?
No.
The back. No?
No.
Oh, why did it stay on there?
I don't know. Magic.
I thought you had one of those magnetic things in the back.
No, it's just like that's it. This is not a magnet.
Somebody
I don't know.
For you. Somebody.
I needed it.
God.
Thank you. I needed that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And that's not the first time that I've left my phone on top of a car before. So
you leave your phones on top of cars. She drops her phones.
I'm not usually a phone dropper, though.
That's just how it's been since the 2020.
Oh, and like 2 days after I left it on top of my mom's car, I dropped it like in the middle of the street. And I live on a really busy street. And I was like, quack, I'm gonna get it.
I only know one person who has purchased the razor, and nobody was interested in the second razor. I think it was drastically overpriced, but
yeah,
it wouldn't be me that would purchase the razor. Yeah.
it was $1,300, and it didn't really have a fast processor, and it didn't really have a lot of space in it.
Everything was outdated, so it was like they brought out a.
It was 2 years.
A 2018 phone in 2020 and said, here, buy this. And everybody's like, nah. The nostalgia is what got most people. And then they were like, okay, I'm over this.
Yeah.
And got rid of them.
Holding phones at that time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had the Z Flip, which was also a flip, but it just wasn't big enough. That's why I got into the bigger fold type deal. Mm-hmm. This is camera protectors. And they sell them for all the different phones, but I got the diamond ones. They have the ones that actually match your phone color, so you don't even know that there's a camera protector. So it's for each individual lens has its own protector. And they included an extra, cool. So if I break one of these, I can just stick it on as an extra. Comes in a 4-pack. Affiliate links are down there for all the colors, as well as, you know, well, the one I have, the diamond one. But if you got a silver one, or if you got the black, what do they call them? Phantom? No, it's not phantom black. Graphite. Graphite. Yeah. It's just the color of the phone, and you can't even tell it's on there. So.
That's
nice
cool.
little pickup. And it does not mess up your pictures. I took a picture in the video to show people that it looked like it's supposed to look. And a lot of cases do give you a little bit of a lip around the case, but some don't. So I'd rather pay the $13 and have my cameras covered than not. So that's my only tech purchases, which, I mean, I'm not trying to downplay them. Those are some expensive tech purchases, but... You're muted. Yeah.
This is my tech purchase. This is the Cam Link Elgato. I got that so that I could use the Canon M50 to live stream with, but I'm going to be returning it because the problem with the Canon M50 is that it doesn't have a clean HDMI, which means that when the autofocus box is showing up, it shows up on the screen as well. And I don't want to use the camera on a manual mode, especially when I was doing my eyes. I needed to adjust back and forth, like move back and forth. So I'm going to be returning it. So it is good, obviously, but not good for what I have. And it was 120 smackaroos. So sorry's. Yeah, I don't have a camera that has a clean HDMI. And then this is the cable that came that I needed to go with it, which is just a micro HDMI to HDMI. And that worked really well. It worked really good. It looked phenomenal, but it didn't do what I needed to do. And then the other tech purchase I got was a dongle. I was actually complaining about this about 2 weeks ago, that I was having problems. I noticed that when I would connect my headphones, people couldn't hear me, or I sounded really far away. That's because I didn't know that the dongle that I bought way back, the mic doesn't work because it doesn't have a DAC in it, so even though it claims to have a DAC. So I actually ended up buying three different types of dongles, and out of the three different types of dongles, only one of them worked. So I'm actually going to put out a video on which ones to avoid. And the reason why I got the dongle was because my AKG USB ones died. But it was $30 to buy a new one. I felt like that was too expensive. But I saw that Samsung actually has earbuds that are ANC. And they're actually worth $100. But a seller from a third-party seller from Amazon was selling it for $30, so I got it. And it's actually, they're no longer available. There was actually five other ones that were like, some of them were 80, some of them were 70, some of them were 100. So I managed to get it for $30. I do have a quick story to tell about that though, because I bought it from that third party seller and it said it was delivered, but I didn't get it at my house. And it was through USPS. So I hit them up and I was like, hey, it says that it was delivered, but that I never got it. And they were like, well, have you tried contacting the post office? I was like, I thought that was something they were supposed to do, but okay, yeah, I'll hit them up. So I called them and I put in a claim with them. And I told them, hey, it says that it was delivered, but I never got it. And about 3 or 4 days after I put in my claim, my neighbor actually came to my house and was like, hey, somebody put this in my mailbox, but belongs to you. I was like, oh, thank you. You're so sweet. But that has been happening a lot lately where I'm getting other people's mail. And then a day after my neighbor came and gave me the package, somebody that works at the post office came to my house, knocked on the door, and came over about the claim. So they were there, they had the clipboard, they wanted to talk to me about it. And I told them, actually, yeah, my neighbor came and brought it to me yesterday. And they were like, oh, okay. And I told them, hey, actually, this has been happening a lot to everybody in our community. We keep having to go over to each other and give each other our mail, because I had another person come over and give me this mail. So they're aware, they said they're aware of it, they're gonna take care of it. But yesterday, a neighbor came over and gave me my mail. So
yeah, my neighbors do it all the time.
Yeah, whoever's making mistakes is still making mistakes.
You might have a trainee, or like we have a different person that delivers on the weekends.
Yeah.
And so if I have something coming on the weekend and it's a package, sometimes it'll show deliver it and I don't really get it until Monday because they'll mark it like they delivered it and they won't put it in our box. Yeah, no. It's like a lazy carrier on the weekends.
Yeah. So Tech Freedom says the Canon M50 Mark II has a clean HDMI. It does, but I have the regular Canon M50. The Canon M50 Mark II is like $1,000, and I got the M50 for $360.
Well, you know, Lewis might have that high-powered, you know, big boy.
Yeah, right. So I did went on the hunt, and I found out which Canon cameras have a clean HDMI, and they are really expensive. So. Not getting it. Not anytime soon.
Next time you use your neighbor's address, maybe you'll get delivered to the right place. Only Dexter would. Tidbit for the week.
Yeah.
Well, see, I have a couple of addresses mine go to because actually the house number across the street, the last two numbers are transposed from mine. Mm-hmm. So I've had a pizza go over there, you know, but. They'll say it's not mine, just like I'll say it's not mine if something comes from them. So we all, it's two streets in my neighborhood, so everybody kind of knows everybody.
That's good that everybody is just like being honest and,
and
not trying to steal each other's packages. Like that really warmed my heart. But I'm loving those AKGs, ANC ones. They're really good. All right, so we're going to get into some articles.
Oh, we're ready for articles? Hey, we're making good time today. Look at there. That
this
never happens.
Fire under our butts.
Hey, I'm going to stay on top of y'all.
All right, so the first article is Chrome can now live caption audio and video online or offline. Thank you, Dexter Cumberbatch, for this article. So cool. So basically, there is a tutorial in here. There's a video tutorial on how to do it. Basically, you just go to you go into settings, accessibilities, and then you turn it on. And any video or anything that you're listening to, it will create, you know, captions like subtitles in the bottom of anything that you're watching or listening to, which is great for people who are hearing impaired. I love that. You know,
well, we just like captions anyway. Me and Catwoman are caption people.
I always have captions on everything. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. So that's that article.
That's awesome. So that's cool.
Yeah. That was really cool. You making fun of me?
No.
All right. Casio launches the first G-Shock Wear OS smartwatch.
So I like and don't like this at the same time because I'm a connoisseur of smartwatches and Wear OS sucks. I'm sorry. That's my personal opinion. I was.
Tell us how you really feel.
I just feel like whoever brought you into the smartwatch game is who your preference is. For the first time in my life, I'm trying to watch now that's not, you know, usually Tizen is what steals me. It's like, oh. It's a Tizen watch. I love Samsung. So I'm trying out my first watch that's not a Tizen that I am absolutely enjoying so far. I'm just not going to tell you what it is because I'm not finished with my video yet. But that being said, I've been wearing smartwatches for a long, long time now. So it's taken a while for me to find a watch that wasn't a Tizen watch or an Apple Watch. I like Apple Watches too. Apple Watches are good for iPhones. But the watch I'm using now, it's identical usage on iPhone and Android, which is shocking to me. Like, there's really no difference. I'm getting the same alerts I would get. I can talk on it on both. That's or whatever. Awesome. Yeah, so.
Yeah, great to see the video.
I love G-Shock. Mm-hmm. I like their regular watches. So I love this look, but at the same time, it's just like, oh, it's got Wear OS. Never mind.
Yeah, I remember I didn't have a G-Shock when I was younger, but I remember I had Casio. That watch lasted forever. I remember my grandmother bought it at Chinatown, and it was black, and it was waterproof, and I just thought it was the future. Mm. I would take a bath with the watch. I'm like, hee, the future.
The future. I'm pretty sure I got one, or my sister got one, right before we went to camp, like sleepaway camp, and it's like, oh, you don't have to take it off to the pool.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
We didn't wear watches before having a Casio watch, but like you did after.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like if anything was not waterproof after that, you're like, no, I'm not wearing that watch. I need to be able to yeah. swim with.
I was on a Super Bowl cruise with my Apple Watch on, and it was one of the first waterproof ones. And somebody's like, oh my God, you're in the pool with your Apple Watch on. It's not going to work. I was like, oh, it works just fine. It's
fine. It's not your business.
Oh, Barry says he loves G-Shock, so he'll have to try it. I yeah. have three or four G-Shocks, and truth to be told, I have never changed the battery in a G-Shock, and they all still work. Like,
that's awesome. Yeah, Ray says he still has his G-Shock.
Yeah, it's Old Faithful, like he says. I usually wear them when I go to the beach, though, because salt water, you don't really want to mix salt water with watches, like smart watches.
No.
So yeah. when I get into salt water, if I'm at the beach, I wear a G-Shock.
Yeah. I don't know about salt water.
Oh, I took my...
go to the beach.
My Note FE in the salt water, and it kept yeah. telling me it had water in it, so yeah. I was googling online. I was like, oh my God, I took this phone in the water, and it says I could take it in the water, but it's salt water. And they're like, rinse it under the sink under fresh water. And yeah. after that,
really?
Every time I tried to plug it in, it was like, I have water in me. Mm.
So I was like, yeah, I think I need to invest in better like beach proofing things this year.
The plastic baggies that they sell on Amazon for like $5 or $6, they work wonders. I take my phone in the water, because people were stealing phones at the beach one day. I was out there, and they were waiting for people to go out in the water, and they take their phones while they were out on the beach.
Yeah.
Catwoman doesn't go to the beach. I forgot.
Yeah, she doesn't go to the beach. She lives in Florida and doesn't go to the beach. I live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, she's a weirdo.
I go almost every weekend. So even right now.
If I visit you in Massachusetts, I would be going to the beach with you.
I would make you. I'd be like, this is what we call the ocean. This here is sand. We're going to get a shell now. I'm going to make you a little nice rock collection.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to tap this one. LaShawn says he's an elegant dude. Listen. I'm gonna need you to catch my next video. Not my next one. When I finish with this video, I'm gonna need you to catch one. If you're elegant.
At some
dude.
Point.
Yes.
Ray says that if his battery dies on his phone, he just puts it in the sunlight and it comes back to life.
He might have one with this with the sensors in it that's charged by sun. I don't have one of those. But none of mine have died. It's just really weird.
Yeah. Georgita said that the vintage Casio digital watch are the best watches for teachers ever. Perfect for timing kids who took
breaks. Oh my
God. Because they give you seconds and everything. I just love them.
So if you think you're going to get one over on your teacher, look at her watch. If it's a vintage Casio, don't play.
Yeah. They
okay,
don't
yeah, he has the solar joint. He said, yeah.
Nice.
Man, I don't cool. have one of those.
Atomic!
Oh, I never had the calculator watch. I remember what they look like, though.
Yeah.
The tiniest little buttons.
Yeah. So Ray didn't send me this article, but Ray is my update your beta person. So he'll send me a text out of the blue that just has a screenshot of his beta update. And I'm like, cool, let me update mine. So we are beta iPhone people. So these are some of the features with the new beta. Siri has new voices. I haven't even tried this out yet.
Ooh.
For those who are listening, it's iOS 14.5 beta 6.
I'm sorry. I should have said that. Hey, I get so caught up in seeing y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see, because I haven't tried.
Battery calibration tool.
Let's see. Keep talking.
It has, that's it. That's all I see.
I love changing Siri's voices. I get way too much joy out of it. I have an Australian man right now.
Oh, okay. I have one too. I love him.
Yeah. And it's funny though, because then my daughter will talk to Siri and Alexa and ask them if they date each other.
Well, no, that's right. Listen, we are beta buddies.
Yeah.
Beta buddies. So anybody who has beta. If there's an update, just hit me up. Send me a tweet. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to share with other people sometimes.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I don't want to do an update until I know that it's not going to totally screw up my phone. Even though,
oh yeah, I have multiple devices. That's the only reason I'll try anything just about once.
That's fair.
Yeah, two things for beta right now.
So I have the
calibration on the two new accents.
Huh?
That's the that's it for the beta. The battery recalibration tool and the two new American accents for Siri.
But it was funny. Ray told me when his came up, it says, hey, this is a new feature. You can send calls to silent without sending them to voicemail. And we were like, yeah, it's been had that. That's not a new feature. But his phone told him it was a new feature. We were like, not really.
Okay. Yeah.
So your phone will tell you have a lot more stuff to it. But no.
It just wants to make you feel brand new, you know. That's
Oh, I go all in on the betas on my Apple. When I had the Apple Watch, I had beta on my watch, my iPad, and my phone. So if I screw something up, it's all gonna be screwed up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be
blessings
royally
upon
screwed.
You.
Yes.
Good luck.
Royally screwed. Thanks. Oh boy, I see what we're gonna get into now.
Yeah, let me go share it this way.
I've been nominated, but I'm telling y'all now that I'm not partaking. Look at that roll. Oh, how did I roll?
That's a lie.
Did you see that, Emily? She rolled her eyes.
Yeah. So, Orville made a new song, and I'm sharing it with you all. There's a link to Twitter, and in there is a link to the Google Drive so you could download the song and dance to it and show us your moves, show us what you got going on. So I tagged.
But like, what if you don't have moves? That's my issue. Like,
it's not like you can go to Walmart and buy moves.
Everybody has moves, even if it's a little shitty, even if it's a little head. Yes. Yes.
Well, maybe we just don't want to dance. Or maybe we have moves and just don't want to dance. My movements aren't for everybody.
Everybody loves to groove. So,
everybody
on Twitter has 24 hours to share their moves and what they got. You know, it doesn't have to be anything.
There's a time limit?
I was going to say, you might want to make it 48 because your podcasters might want to actually show you some moves.
No. Just the people that I tagged have 24 hours from when I tagged them. Anybody else can just, you know, do whatever they get to
You can probably hang that up.
Is there a consequence?
Of course there's a consequence.
Well, then I need to know what it is.
The consequence is that we won't be friends anymore. That's the consequence.
No! So much more fragile than I thought it was.
Yeah, right? You said, oh yeah, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, so that is the song, you guys. It's by Oh Yeah Beats. It just rocks so much.
So people feel like they're being extorted and everything in the chat. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
I'm right with y'all.
We all need to control our moves. We all need to come together and just have tons of fun. You know, it's not about looking good. It's about having a good time. And you're going to have a good time dancing to this. And you have 24 hours.
You know what? The most I can give you is the mic dance. Wait.
Yeah, you could do that. I don't care how you groove, as long as you do.
Okay. Because
there's
also
another.
I feel very self-conscious with any kind of.
I don't even dance on my own super chats, and she know I ain't about to dance for this. I don't even know why she signed up for this.
Because you love me. You love me. That's why.
This is her test. Her test. This is her friendship test. If you love me, you'll do this.
Not only that, this is also my April Fool's to you guys.
Oh my god! I hate you.
I mean, whoever wants to dance to it, they can. I'm not forcing anybody, but yeah, oh, you don't have 24 hours to do it.
Like, I put a video on me with, oh yeah.
This is the keep it, you know, this is keep it family oriented, keep it clean stream and all that good stuff. And I'm about to cuss her out right now.
Yeah.
I'll save it for, are you coming Friday? Are you coming Friday? I'll save it for
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, I'll come Friday. you're gonna curse me out then.
Yeah, no, I'll bring my popcorn.
Speaking of popcorn, I put an order in for some of LB's finest. Since we mentioned that, where's the thingy for that banner? So if you would like some of LB's finest, yes. Go to Doing the World of Flavor and use code Kimmy, KYMMI. So yeah. Yeah, I never order under $100 worth of that popcorn. I'm just, ugh. And that's with the discount.
The popcorn.
And that's with the discount. You got everybody.
I literally hate April Fools.
Look at Nightbot. We are in sync. Me and Nightbot are in sync.
Yay! Nightbot's so cute. Love
this song so much, so you guys are going to see me having more moves to this, and I'll be continuing to tag people, and if anybody wants to dance to it, they definitely can. But I'm loving,
you know,
this is why I love you shoes.
But I'm still gonna cuss you out tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. By the way, the song is when I do the dance, it's only 30 seconds of it, but the full version is 2 minutes, and it's awesome. Made by Orville from Oh Yeah Beats. Go ahead and check out his website, ohyeahbeats.com. Have him make a beat for you. Listen to the music. He's thebomb.com, y'all.
Yeah, you better now release a 2-minute video now of you.
Now I'm gonna make it up to you. Okay.
I need to throw my coins together and throw them some money to make me a custom. I need something custom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Kimmy needs.
If you're gonna custom. Dance, you gotta do it right. Right.
But you know, he seems to do well with matching flavors. Like when I heard Cecil's beat, I was like, "That's so Cecil."
Mm. Yes.
I need a Kimmy beat.
Yeah. So as you can tell, he's very diverse in the type of music that he makes. So the one that he did for Barry is different from the one that he did for Cecil, is different from the one that he did obviously right here for this one. And then he does a lot of beats for Spectacular Gadgets for her videos as well. That is his wife, his
yes,
real wife, you know.
And you make sure you go check her out and sub to her channel as well. That is our sister.
Mm-hmm. Spectacular Gadgets. Yeah, amazing people. Love them so much.
Oh, look at here. Sharky, we need to see your move, Sharky. How about that?
Yeah, show your move.
I want to. These are my
real
moves.
For my video.
I love them finger guns, girl.
Well, you put your coins together and you go over there and you tell them you want a drill beat.
Yeah.
I wonder what like an Emily beat would be like. Because I feel like Emily and beat don't really go together. Like, what would be my beat?
Unless Emily's beating on somebody. That's about
the yeah.
Well, it's not. It's instead of thinking of it more as a beat, think about it as your own personal theme song. Right? So what I did was I told him, these are the type of instruments that I like to listen to. These are the songs that I like to listen to. And he's like, all right, I'll come back to you. And then he came back. There was actually a few couple of times where I was like, actually, can you change this? And he's just very, very like, sure, yeah, okay. You know, he just made sure that it's for you. And it's just great to just have something that's your own, you know?
Mm. I mean, eventually we're going to, once we get key chats kind of going, it's on our radar of things that we're going to be doing.
Dexter said, Emily is dancing like Elaine. Elaine who?
Is that from Seinfeld?
Stop it,
Dexter. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Wow, you actually doing really good.
See, she's been practicing.
You got.
My hair is growing out.
Yeah. You got rhythm. Don't act like you don't got rhythm. You got rhythm.
Well, I've done a lot of music, but it's like I play instruments and I sing. I don't move this thing. That is my
memory. See, the problem with me is you put enough drinks in me that I don't want to sit down. I've been at parties that I've danced till 4 and 5 in the morning. So
yeah,
there's the extreme of I'm just chilling to sit your A down. So
yeah, yeah.
There's really no in between. It's either I'm not sitting down or I'm sitting down.
Yeah,
we get too embarrassed.
Oh, so badly. We sure enough do. As we're wrapping it up, just wanted to let y'all know that Tech King Mike is going to be streaming later on today at 9 p.m. It is called The Rules of Engagement. So we'll see.
I got words for him too, but we ain't going to go there. I'll cuss him out tomorrow as well.
Oh, you got a list of people you're cussing out now?
Ooh, yeah, why not?
A rough April 1st for you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one April Fool's though. I got a little blue message today, so you know, ain't nothing April Fooling about that.
I mean, what's wrong with having blue messages?
It's a good question,
especially when people you know say they done with Apple,
and they're doing they're entering new phases of life and making new choices, and you know,
yeah, well, you know,
what's some commitment anyway?
Touch, you know, that.
And it was payday. You know, I get paid once a month. It's the first of the month. Yeah. So either way.
These are my moves. I do shoulder dances.
And
let's go with chair dances. Chair dances are wonderful. Especially in the car. I really embarrass my son a lot with chair dancing in the car.
Yeah.
He's like, the whole car is moving, mommy. Stop it.
Actually, I asked my daughter to help me come up with a dance move for this song, and she said, "You can't make a dance move for this song." I was like, "Yes, you can. You could definitely make dance moves to the song." She's like, "This is a twerk song." I'm like, "It is a twerk beat. It is, but you don't have to twerk to it. You can just dance to it as long as you're on rhythm. You just do
it." Oh my god!
So I came up with those moves on my own.
Yay! Genevieve's really into rock and roll right now. So I have a record player and we put on Leonard Skinner earlier, and she always in the car wherever, she's like, turn it up. Like, it's never loud enough for her.
She's that kind of girl.
So we turned on the rainbow lights of the living room for like half an hour and just danced it out. And I'm like, I've never thought that I would be jumping to Leonard Skinner at 27 in my living room with an almost 5-year-old, but here we are. In the car, if you hear us thumping, and it's her.
Yeah.
This is where the car seat is.
She made you see it. You're going to blame it on her. If they stop you for disturbing the peace, you're going to blame it on her.
Sorry.
No, she's like, hey, she can't go to jail. She runs it.
She's too cute for jail.
That is funny. Hey. You couldn't
Drew,
have Dina, my
turn. I want to know who drew your picture, because I love that. I love your little avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be one of those great apps that does it for you. I don't know.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Gigi.
Oh, you're fine. Like how menacing I'm. Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah. So who else is on your list that you need to cuss out?
I never want to be on your
list. Mike is at the top of the list. Catwoman, yours ain't as, you know, your offense wasn't as bad. Like, your misdemeanor, he's felony. So.
Oh, snap. Well, I'm glad to know that I'm only misdemeanor.
Oh, yeah. You know, you have a special place in my heart. Whereas Mike, you know, I thought we was fam and stuff. You know, sometimes you just have to divorce the family.
In the relationship.
Yeah.
I never want to be on your list. Scary. Boogie scary.
Oh, hold on. She said it here.
It was on one of those builders online. Oh, okay. Which one specifically?
They're so fun.
I love
doing those things.
Myself.
I'll make Debbie do it, my sister. I'll be like, make me. I don't know what I look like.
I'm ready for you tomorrow, Mike. All right.
Hey.
What's that one called?
Oh, this is still Van Gogh. But I'm probably going to have wine tomorrow. Look, I get my last COVID shot tomorrow, so I got to celebrate.
Woo!
What's up, Nikki? Nikki is in the building.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Sharky, Jokita, yes. And I are not the same person.
What?
Conspiracy theory is wrong.
Yeah.
I've never had my friends pay me, though, to keep them off the list.
That shows how scary you are. I don't want to
Level 4 has tactics, you know.
I'm going to give you this story since y'all say that. I have been on the interview committee at my job for a while now. Like, ever since I was in management. I'm not in management anymore. But I enjoy doing interviews. Because I like catching people in lies, but that's a whole nother story. Either way, that's part of it, seriously. So there was a girl that came in and we eventually hired her and whatnot. And no, Mike, I don't care how much money you donate. Your butt is mine. She came in and like after she started working, she says, you know, after she'd been there months and we've been cool and everything, she says, you know, you are the most intimidating person on the panel. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. She said, you didn't even really say much. It was just how you looked. And you sat there and took your notes. And it was like, I felt you staring through me. And I was like, wow. I didn't really, it wasn't anything about her that, you know, I guess if I'm bored, I might look like I'm looking into you more than I am. But I don't know. She ended up being a decent employee, though.
At my last job, I was on interview panels and for like volunteers and stuff. I made someone cry like in front of me in the middle of an interview. I don't know. I didn't mean to.
It happens. So,
I think Mike needs to tell Migs what he did.
Yes.
Go ahead and say it in the chat. I'm not going to out you. You out yourself, Mike.
Yes.
Because if I have to tell Migs, it's going to be
you look a little out at him.
As the only people who watch his videos know, understand the context of it.
Well, yes, because Mike made a really big to-do about this, so it's just like...
Yes. I did a big rant about this earlier.
I love that we were talking about the duck word. You know, yeah. If you have an iPhone, you know, everything is ducking crazy on the iPhone.
Yeah.
No, we ain't at the top of the hour yet. We started late, so we got a minute and some change. No, sir. Our podcast. We're good.
I was like, get out of here quick.
Go ahead and tell Mike what you did. Tell Migs what you did, Mike.
Yeah. We got time. Today we got time, cuz.
Yeah. S7 Edge, sir. Mike got a phone, but it ain't S7 Edge, Migs. It ain't S7 Edge. Go ahead and tell him. I like how LaShawn has it out with the Nightbot on
every time. Every.
What's that? The bat symbol? No, it's not the bat symbol. It means you need to cough it up, Migs. If I gotta DM you, then that's gonna it's gonna be rougher for Mike tomorrow. But I'll DM you after the stream if I need to. I'm giving him the opportunity to tell you himself. It's like when you're dealing with kids.
Oh, yeah. Like, once I get to 3.
But, you know. I happen to be an observant person.
2.
That's all. Oh! Okay, that's all right. We're at the top of the hour. He is giving up his chance to make his confession. We will deal with Mike's ducking A tomorrow.
It's gonna be fun. We got a lot of things going on tomorrow. We got Tech Fearney's dropping his video. We got the Ignat Hours, and then we have Gigi telling people off. Gonna be a great Friday.
Make sure you're at the Ignat Hours, because you know I think I'm gonna pick up a bottle of wine while I'm getting my shot. That's what I did the last time. Yeah, because I don't know how, you know, the booster is supposed to boost the first shot, and I don't know how I'm gonna react to that, so I'm just gonna enjoy my night.
Yeah, I hope it goes.
Because the next day might be a little rough.
Right.
So embrace it if it's gonna suck.
Really, I plan nothing this weekend. I just finished washing 3 loads of clothes, so I can just be a bum.
Oh, good
if
for
I need
you.
To be. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you're gonna be binge watching basically and stuff.
You could watch a 3-hour video on nails.
She was there live.
Oh, you're so good. I can't.
I know.
I had to leave her playing after. No, after like a certain time point, I was like, we're just gonna let her play. Because I think I was still out of town then, so I was like, okay, Mike,
I was
gonna let her play.
Too. I was like, wait. Did I dip twice or three? I don't. It's a whole thing. I'm a mess. All right, you guys. Well, I'm Catwoman.
I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess.
I'm Emily, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Test Podcast. See you next week.
Bye.